10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield, begins now. So, Tausch, when you listen to what Brian said, both about the offensive line and about our conversation with Devontae, there is part of me that maybe I have to reevaluate, and maybe this is all just a function of how the season ended, because at this time last year, oh, we were just gushing about where this team was headed. And yeah. even Brian Gutekunst pointed this out. Can't lose sight of the fact that we lost our last three games, he
PC.
Said.
I think we PC'd. Premature crowning.
Yeah. I just – we're talking about the offensive line. We're talking about wide receiver. I still think we are talking about the defensive line and corner. Those are four pretty critical positions for a team that – improved to 11-6, didn't win the games against the best teams in the conference. But so if we prematurely crowned them last year, what are we doing now?
I think we're being fair in our assessment. And the bottom line is this is a good team. It was not a great team. How do you get great? You develop. Your young guys get better and take big jumps. And you infuse talent. And then you figure out how to blend that all together. And I do think I'm guilty of this, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I thought we were going to be a lot better. Mm-hmm. I thought we'd see bigger jumps. The wideouts didn't.
Tucker, in fairness to you, they
Tucker
thought
crafted,
they were going to be better too.
Josh Jacobs stepped in and gave a huge bounce, even though Aaron Jones finished the season off a couple years ago great. And consistency is something that you grow into. It's like anything in life. The more you do something – hopefully, the better you get at it. I think we just thought because we saw these, wow, this group's doing this. Wow, this is, mm-hmm. We're scoring 50 points in Dallas. Oh, we get this big lead in San Fran. That's just going to be how it rolls. That's not how the NFL works. People adjust. Teams see things and they do different things. And then can you counter adjust? And are you mature enough to understand what's happening and continue to grow? And last year, that was not the case on a consistent basis. So I don't think it feels like, and especially in this business, everything is so extreme. They're great or they stink. This team doesn't stink.
No.
This team wasn't as great as I had hoped they would be. But their roster is good. Is it as good as Philly's? Obviously it wasn't. But now you're going to have to continue to develop the young guys. And this group needs some veteran leadership to help, because the biggest problem – I felt like explosive plays was a big problem. Well, we're a lot more explosive than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It was sneaky explosive.
Right, you were surprised when we went
through
the
numbers. Very, very surprised. But the consistency, and what I wasn't surprised by, was because I just remember thinking, what game did we play four great or really good mm-hmm. quarters? The answer is none. I couldn't come up with any. Even New Orleans, when we ran them out of the gym and we were up there, it's like, well, that was kind of a sloppy corner. Mm-hmm. And then you hear LaFleur talking about the sloppiness.
He was.
That after that Bears game, when he was talking about all that, I wanted to pick Green Bay to win. And I said whoever won that Philly-Green Bay game was going to go to the Super Bowl. I was right, but it was Philly. And Philly was just better suited to do it because – a young team's need to have that confidence in getting over the hump, and they never found it. Next year's a whole different animal, and I think adding a Devontae or adding some veteran leadership is going to help that process get there that much quicker.
Speaking of veteran leadership, I want to get into
your – is Devontae a retread? This guy's really getting after me on Twitter. Vegas John. Is he somebody –
I don't know, maybe he was in Vegas.
Is he usually on like the talk and text line, Jesse, or is this just a Twitter cat?
I have not seen Vegas
right,
John.
Well,
not familiar
so
with
off,
him.
Viva Las Vegas.
First off, I put this great post up about Devontae.
You do say so
and
yourself.
I think it makes, because how much sense it makes.
Sure.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
But Vegas John thinks, and he calls me an idiot, but he didn't do it with exclamation points the first time. No retreads, he says, exclamation point. All caps. So that means he's yelling it, correct?
That is what that means.
He's being emphatic,
Is Devontae a retread? So everybody's saying he's a diva or a retread. He's neither, in my opinion. Would he could be considered a retread because he was here before and he comes back?
No, like
that's what a retread is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I always think retreads are guys that are at. I don't think Devontae's at the end. He played for three bad.
He's closer to the end than he is. In the beginning.
He is, but he played.
How much treads on his tire? Does he need them rotated?
So when you
does
go,
he need new tires?
When you go to Zimbrick, yeah. Do they tell you, like, was it 8:30 seconds or whatever it is, that 6:30 seconds, whatever you're supposed to have on your new tires, and then you change them when you get below, like,
wouldn't 8:30 seconds be 1/4?
Well, yeah, but they still go by 30 seconds, I think. I don't think they drive it down. I'm not saying that
new
I know a lot about
I'll be honest with you, new
tire
math is,
trip.
New math is tough.
But I think
your
when
fraction
you get below
skills are great, though, Tausch.
30
Thanks.
Seconds.
Yeah, I thought I broke that down pretty quickly. Love a good complex fraction, too, where you have to cross, multiply, and add. That was always fun. I don't know if they still do that.
Were you doing that back when you were doing the Pizza Hut book club?
Oh, I love that.
But my question is, if he's closer to the time you need to change the tires, it's not like the tires are bald.
Correct.
And when somebody says retread, which I think is a tire-related reference,
which
is why I was going that direction, yeah. I don't think he's there. But is he 32 years old? Yes. He had 1,000 yards still last year, despite playing for two teams.
He missed some games.
Missing games and playing for some not very good football mm-hmm. teams. I understand he played with Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
But I would not – he is not what I think of when I think of a retread.
Well, then I responded to John, which –
I'm enjoying the play-by-play. I got to look this up
on
Twitter.
Yeah, I enjoy it too. But then he came back with the "you're an idiot" – capitalized 3 exclamation points.
Why are
so he
if
really
this was
feels,
me you would tell me not to give him run and now you're
no,
giving
because I'm interested in the retread part. People call me idiots all that's I'm fine with that. The retread part, I'm just fascinated how Packer fans view Devontae. I view him as a great player that would be awesome to have back. Some Packer fans are like, nah, and I don't know if John's a Packer, he's a Vegas guy, so probably not. But if he is in that case, Devontae, I don't know how anyone could sit here and look at it and say that bringing Devontae in isn't going to make this a better football team. I don't know how you can make that argument. Somebody can try, but you're not going to convince old T.
So is this a – what word would you use to describe Devontae
no,
Adams at this point?
I just know it's not retread.
And I don't think it's diva either.
And I don't think it's like even refurbished. You know how you get furniture and it's refurbished? I don't think it's even refurbished.
Okay. Well, I will put that out on the – talk and text line and on Twitter, and we'll see what people view him as. I know this. We view American Family Insurance as a vital partner of Wilde.
Packer fans dreaming of the ultimate draft day experience. I know I am. The American Family Insurance Dream Draft Sweepstakes is your chance to win a VIP trip to the NFL draft up in Green Bay. And imagine this, and close your eyes. You and a guest. Exclusive tickets. You said there's hotel accommodations? There's not much up in Green Bay right now, right? Well, AmFam's got you covered. Custom merchandise and much, much more. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You don't want to miss it. Head over to AmFam.com/Packers to enter today. Again, that's AmFam.com/Packers to enter the Dream Draft Sweepstakes to win an all-inclusive trip up to Green Bay. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
Retread, diva, future Pro Football Hall of Famer, how do you view Devontae Adams? Chime in via the Carbless Talk and text line, 844, exactly what the Packers need right now, 844-770-3776. What phrase would you use in terms of describing how you feel Devontae Adams is or what he is at this point in his career? 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and text line. List is more. We'll continue with more from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time.
Get back to our Devontae Adams conversation and we'll get ready to talk to Uncle Homer. But first, from a Badger football scheduling standpoint, some breaking news.
Oh, baby, now this is some breaking news.
Tausch?
Yeah.
On your family calendar, you can put football from 5 to 6 on August 28th.
Okay.
Wisconsin,
what am I doing that
well
for?
Played.
Wisconsin football sharing moments ago. The season opener at Camp Randall Stadium against the Redhawks of Miami, Ohio is a Thursday night opener, August 28th. Originally listed as a Saturday game, officially announced as a Thursday opener for the Wisconsin football season.
Interesting. Love it. Love it for a few reasons. Frees up the entire weekend rather than the 30th. Is that a night game? What did we?
Not announced the kickoff time. I would end okay. Like they're not going to play
hopefully
it at
like
2 in the afternoon.
Mid-afternoon game. Yeah, mid-afternoon.
They're not
going to. I don't think they're going to play a Thursday mid-afternoon.
Thursday mid-afternoon. No, I mean obviously we've already went through this battle with the Thursday Friday games. It is what it is. I love the fact early in the season because. The one thing you notice, college training camps start pretty early. It'll be, I don't know, early August. You're chomping to get going. And the earlier you can play, the more rest you get for the next week and so on and so forth. But really, just selfishly, because the media always starts with me. Mm-hmm. I learned that from Jason Wilde.
You're not media, though. You're an analyst.
It's true. But you get the full Labor Day weekend, which is nice. Real nice.
And then you can rest up for the big trip to Ireland that Ben Brust has reported about the Packers playing on September 28th.
During the Badgers bye week.
I know. It's it'll be interesting to see if we can pull that off. I heard I really missed out when they went to London. I did not hear many people say you missed out when they went to Brazil. I didn't have anybody say, well, you really should have gone.
Okay.
London, I heard a lot of people say that.
London calling.
And I'm guessing that I will feel FOMO if we don't go to Ireland.
What
we need to get to Homer coming up next.
Ireland.
What would be the worst-case scenario for your schedule? Like an 8 That's o'clock true. Kickoff, an 8:30?
You're talking about for a Thursday night game?
Yeah, like what would be worst-case?
No, whatever is going to be fine. Like there's not going to be a worst case. First game of the year, you're always cranked up and excited. I love the fact Sunday would have been the worst, if we're being honest, but the fact that it's a Thursday now, getting that kind of kicks it forward a little bit, I love it. I'm excited about it.
And he'll be in a great mood that Friday after a late night at Camp Randall Stadium, but at least you can always chill with a Coors Light.
Indeed, Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it is made to chill. And we got a lot of conference championships coming up. You got the tournament. You got all the fun times to sit around with your boys and a big old bucket of Coors Light. Make sure those mountains are blue on the cans. Or I like that 16-ounce wide mouth. That's what I like. Make sure it's blue. It's when it's chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. A Golden, Colorado.
We'll talk to Uncle Homer next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You're making love or starting the schoolyard fight. Make sure you do it right. Make sure.
You know what that music means? Live from, I assume, Storrs, Connecticut, where the Marquette Golden Eagles will take on Dan Hurley's Connecticut Huskies tonight. He is the voice of Marquette men's basketball.
Oh, don't say that.
For 35 years, by the way.
I don't like to talk about that.
35 years. It's a long time. He is also, of course, the host of the Homer Hour, which they have not shortened to half an hour just yet, but maybe that's coming. And, of course, you'll also see him on God Talk with Homer and Pip. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You didn't tell Tausch that I apologized for last week.
I did not tell him that. So no. If you'd like to let him know.
No, I don't need any apologies. Homer, what is Hurley as big of a jerk as he looks? He's a winner. Obviously, he's a great coach, but he looks jerk-storish to me.
I don't think he's a jerk. He reminds me of Kevin O'Neill. You probably may have had a coach like this. They like a fight. They look for a fight.
I like that.
So does he.
Yeah, I like that. I might be a Hurley guy.
When Kevin O'Neill was the coach at Marquette, Al McGuire one time told me that there was no game. They had a week off, and he went into Kevin's office and says, just get the hell out of here. He was like, what? Yeah, just get out of here. He goes, we have no game. There's nothing going on. And McGuire says, you'll find something. You'll get a fight. You'll do something you'll regret. So just get out of town. So I don't know if he did or didn't, but I think that was pretty smart of Al McGuire. And so, yes, that's what Hurley is. I can't comprehend how many national titles they have.
Yeah.
They have
Connecticut.
Yes. They got
women,
six.
Men's. Well, you combine no, women's.
I,
with
I mean, women are nice, and he's a great coach, but it's not. What are we doing here?
Well, what do you mean? What are we doing here? There's a.
If you don't think last year,
hey, hold up a second. The women's tournament is a heck of a lot more entertaining than the men's last year. It just was. You know that.
Why do you do this?
Because
it's
true.
Michael Jordan. They have Michael Jordan. He's done. The ratings will be significantly.
We shall
lower.
See. I'm actually. Super intrigued to see if what you're saying is.
You know the answer to that. And women's basketball.
You know, the gal from USC is supposed to even be a bigger star.
Juju.
Yes. Juju. Not there yet.
Okay. All right. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
All right, Homer. I've been taking. All right. So I put this out on Twitter yesterday. And
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, sure.
Why don't you just.
No, it's your show. Go ahead, Doug.
No, it's not.
Go ahead. What do you got?
No, I'm actually more interested in what you're thinking. So go ahead.
This is tough, but if you were Devontae Adams, where would you go?
I would take probably whatever the most money would be, if I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, I am.
Now, if it's close, here's what I would say. I think from Devontae's standpoint, he's made a lot of money, but this is going to be his last big bite. He's going to get opportunities. He needs to look at the big picture, and from his legacy and from his impact – he is going to get opportunities here that he would not get at some of these other places that he could potentially go.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the money is going to be that much different. I don't know what Green Bay will offer him. I have no clue. I would bet it'll be close to whomever else, if it's the Chargers or the Raiders or whoever else is thinking about bringing him in. Okay? But if it is close, I think the impact that he could have here and the fact that he could redeem that arc, the story arc, of coming back and finishing, and he's going to have a good quarterback that he knows he's going to get his numbers that will help him in his Hall of Fame pursuit. I think that's why, to me, it's such a no-brainer. And it's not just me wanting him to come back because I think it's important for the team. I think for him personally, this is the one that makes the most sense. So that's what I would advise him to do.
But only if they win. If they don't win, then he's going to get blamed, right?
I don't know. The blame will go to Jordan and Matt LaFleur more than it would to Devontae.
All right.
Like,
well,
this is now Matt LaFleur. This is on Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love. Like, and then if Goody doesn't bring any other wideouts in and you have the same dropsies that you had last year, you're going to criticize Goody because Goody didn't do anything and he's talking urgency, but he ain't doing anything that would let you know that there is a sense of urgency. That's where I think that battle line is. So if you bring in Devontae, I think Goody will say, here we go. This is what we needed. Now it's up to y'all to figure out the pieces and make this offense more consistent than what it was. That's how I view it.
But you bring Devontae in. You gotta what? Make the Super Bowl, make the NFC Championship game to feel like it was worth it.
Nah,
otherwise, it will be historically. Yeah, you brought him in, but it was a waste. It was just like what they say in the Jets about that. Isn't that what they say?
You're talking about going 5-12 and getting everybody fired. That's a whole different animal than what that would be if you end up getting beaten in the divisional round to Detroit or Philly. I don't think you're going to say what an abject disaster if Devontae goes out and has a Pro Bowl year, has 100 catches, and helps these young guys and the offense is better. There ain't anybody going to be blaming Devontae for that.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, to me, it'll depend on what the team does, and like the bringing Devontae in only helps if it makes the team better, and that's my question.
Does anybody think that bringing him in is not going to make the team better? The position struggled last year. They're going to get more droppy? They're going to have more drops? I doubt it. And I think the important thing, and if you have not listened to the show this morning, shame on you. The important thing early that Jason mentioned, and I'm not saying what and if he's had correspondence. He can speak for himself on that. But this whole narrative of Devontae wanting to go back out west, I think is bunk because he just went as far east as you can go. I don't think Augusta, Maine's got don't have a team, do they?
Not that I know of.
All right, Maine doesn't have a team. Is New Hampshire?
No, not that I know of.
Nashua. So they went about as far east as you go. And the fact is he wants to earn money. He wants to win a championship. He wants to get a gold jacket. Green Bay can afford him all three of those things.
Wow.
I don't know if Las Vegas can or if the Los Angeles Chargers can or the Rams. I don't know. Kansas City would be interesting, and it is further west. So, but I just think Jason, not that he's totally bunked, but he's semi-bunked. That whole he has to go west narrative. He's going to go west from New York because there ain't really anywhere else to go.
It's fair.
All right.
So, Homer, I'm a little surprised, not that that doesn't usually happen with you, but do you really think that if they, say, lose in the divisional round and they acquire Devontae Adams and he has a 90-catch season and we see more improvement from Wicks and Reed, who get a year learning from his tutelage, do you think it would be a failure then to have acquired him?
No, and failure is the word, but what was the point? I mean, you do it to elevate
to give it a,
to
give yourself a
level.
Chance to have a chance.
Chilly now.
What if you don't elevate to the next level, it didn't make any damn difference. And that's what I'm asking. What's the next level? And it's not like you have just next year. But
what if it makes Jaden Reed a better and more consistent receiver? And it makes Wicks more consistent and better?
I think that stuff is overrated. I don't think that it exists, but – I mean, you would answer that.
So you think hitting against John McEnroe or hitting against me isn't going to make your tennis better? And McEnroe giving you tips and pointers on how to get to the net quicker and to cut angles?
Excellent point. Don't ask me. I'm asking you.
I just asked you.
How much did the people you play? Well, to me, no. No. It ain't going to make a damn bit of
John McEnroe or playing me, you don't think you're going to get better after McEnroe tells you, hey, you can't go down the line there because I'm covering that and I'm hitting this cross-court little cutter.
No.
You don't think John McEnroe's expertise, if he's there to coach and help you, is going to help you more than Jason Wilde hitting a stray forehands?
No.
Come on.
No, I know what to do. If I've never played tennis before,
obviously,
John McEnroe,
you knew what to do to get to a certain level.
But John McEnroe will say to me the same thing.
You don't have any talent.
The coach at UCLA who coached Jimmy Connors. When I made him tell me how good I was.
What did he say?
Said, you got really good hands. You got the worst feet of any Division I player I've ever seen.
Wow.
And did you think that was a surprise to me? No.
What'd you do?
Now, this is my question for you. How much do you give the veterans you played with as to how good you were? And I go, 8%.
Yeah, I'd go more than that.
Okay, how far would you go?
I certainly learned a lot about how to last in this league, how to prepare, as far as, your weekly routines, what they see on film, how they watch film, how you go out and play, how you adjust to certain players. It's not – listen, man, talent is always going to out. It always will.
Excellent point. Don't you think that has been given to those receivers – already that are in Green Bay versus saying, Devontae comes in everything.
Homer, it's different when you're talking to the big dogs. If you're talking to a marginal NBA guy, if you're talking to Michael Jordan and you can get inside his head how he approached things, you don't think you're going to learn a little bit more?
If you're good, is the key. The range.
Well, you ain't in the NFL if you ain't good. You ain't in the NFL if you ain't good. You know that. Come on.
No, there's a range. Come on.
For sure. There is a range. But all I'm saying is you don't think Devontae and anything he adds, everybody will tell you he's the best route runner in the game. His footwork off the line of scrimmage, people study it and watch it
including the Packers wide receivers.
And by the way, if he's in your room, he could say, well, they're doing this. This is what you need to do. You don't think there's a value in that?
There is value. The question is how much, given what they've already been told in various times about what to do. It's not
so if you have him if you have him providing that added value to the wide receivers, if it's taking some pressure off them on the field as well because he's drawing the number one corner and more attention defensively, if he's helping Jordan Love be better, if he's catching 85 or 90 balls for you, I don't see how, even if you don't make the NFC Championship game, you'd be shrugging after the fact and go, so what was it all for? Like, there's other reasons why they could fail to get to an NFC Championship game. They just re-signed Brandon McManus. We all felt like he was automatic last year. He missed two kicks, one against Detroit on a rainy night at Lambeau and one in the playoffs. But, hey, Justin Tucker, who's got some other stuff going on, missed a bunch of kicks this year. They could be – Devontae Adams could be everything you want him to be. Jordan Love could make a big step forward. Those other wide receivers could make a big step forward. And Brandon McManus misses a 46-yard field goal, and they lose by one to the Eagles, and the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl. I don't think you can play the results game and then say, well, it wouldn't have been worth it to bring in Devontae Adams. I also think you bring him in for the next 2 years and you watch one of those other guys that we're talking about move into the number one role the way Devontae did when he did it to Jordy Nelson during the 17 season. I understand that I like the guy, but what I like even more is the way he fits exactly what they need at this exact moment in time in the development of their quarterback who's going into his third year as a starter, in the development of the other guys in the room. I just think that this is the absolute perfect fit, and you don't have to commit to him being your number one wide receiver for the next 4 or 5 years.
You don't have to give anything up.
And he doesn't even count in the compensatory pitch equation.
And it's not going to be a monster deal that you're going to have to give him. There's just nothing negative that I can come up with.
I don't disagree with it. I say that's correct every reason. But if they go no further in the next 2 years, then you'll say, yeah, little thing, but it didn't make any damn difference.
Right, but maybe it was because Matt LaFleur didn't do a good job of scheming.
Maybe.
Like, it might not have anything to do with whether Adams is on the team or not.
You still do it. You still do it for all the reasons you stated. But you will at some point at the end say, yes, what was it worth?
Yeah. All right, I'm
going to judge that, and the standard is higher for him because he's very good.
Standard's a standard.
I have a bone that I've been wanting to pick with you since yesterday. Do you have time for this, or do you have to get the shooter out?
This about Green Bay? I do have Green Bay. I'm in stores, and there's nothing going on other than me figuring out where I'm going to do my show. But, yes, Green Bay fans are the luckiest sports fans in the world.
Yes, this is exactly the bone that I have. So you basically – your argument is they are so lucky to have an NFL franchise in the smallest market in North American sports that the Packers can raise ticket prices to beat the band, and they just have to say, thank you, we're just so happy that you exist in Green Bay, Wisconsin. As if it's not a state team, it's just little tiny Green Bays? Get out of here.
It could be in Milwaukee. It's not in Milwaukee. If it was in Milwaukee, it'd be different. Green Bay people, yes, every day, they're the luckiest fans in the history of the sports. They charge $10,000 a ticket. They're still lucky. They have no business having a team. It's a weird creative situation. And check every other sport, every major sport. There's no team in Green Bay. They all left. They're lucky. They have no business being
there. So are the people of East Rutherford, New Jersey, the luckiest because they have two teams in a small city? Are the people of Santa Clara, California thankful that the 49ers play there?
No. Come on. You know the markets that's in. You're saying the suburb. You're saying Ashwaubenon's the same as the suburb of San Francisco?
No, but I'm saying it's a state team.
You've got to do better than that.
It is a state team. People drive the hour and a half or hour and 45 minutes from Milwaukee to go to the game. There are people that commute to other NFL cities the same. Let's not just say, oh, because they're in tiny Green Bay, the Packers should be able to do whatever they want from a price perspective.
Right. They should. Green Bay has no business having a team. They don't have to. The team is in Green Bay.
It's actually in Ashwaubenon.
It's in Ashwaubenon.
Getting right down to it.
And so so is your argument then that if the team was in Milwaukee, there would be a different view of how they charge for tickets?
Yeah. Yeah, no. The people in Milwaukee would not be as lucky as the people in Green Bay. That's what I'm saying. And if you're incredibly lucky, shut up, pay whatever it is, because you should know that every day you wake up, it's so incredibly unique that you have a team in Green Bay. You don't have to drive from Green Bay to somewhere else. The team is in. Think about it. Green Bay. The hell are they having an NFL team for? Check around all the other sports. There's nothing else like it, and they deserve the credit for it existing. But every day they should realize how incredibly lucky they are because they have no business having a team. Correct?
Does Buffalo have any other teams other than their NFL team?
Sabres.
They've got the Sabres, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's nothing like Green Bay. Don't waste the time trying.
And the people.
It's fun when you two just go.
And the other thing is, Green Bay has become like Don
Hudson.
This.
Mango juice. What?
It is
ordered.
Good, by the way. You should have some more. Go ahead, Homer.
No, there's no. I'm amazed that there's an attempted argument because there is none.
I don't know. I don't disagree that they're fortunate to have a team. What I disagree with is that they should shut up and take it, I believe was your phrase, no matter what. And it's not like it's only Green Bay residents that have the tickets.
Yeah, because it shouldn't be in Green Bay. The people that have the tickets should be the ones in Milwaukee in a normal market closer to reality for major sports. So, yes, you can. Of course you're going to fight and you want to do whatever you can. And they can bring up all the points about the support. But the reality is that, and that should never be forgotten. You have no business having a team.
And now, because you have no business having a team, we can charge double if we want to, and you just shut up and
take it. Yes, you can. And you should be happy to pay the double to still have a team. Yes, exactly. You don't have to like it. You can fight it as much as you want. But, yes. Green Bay is still lucky, everybody who lives there, if the price for a Green Bay ticket is twice any other ticket at any other NFL place. Yes.
All right, I'm not going to win this argument. It still irritates me. Call a great game tonight. I will talk to you on your one-hour program a little bit later today, Homer.
Bye.
That is Steve the Homer
Fun.
True. Was that fun?
Because I'm always seem to be in the cross-section of these fights and battles and – it's fun when you two are just going, I can just kind of
sit
back.
It was fun for you. Do you agree with that they should just be happy that they have a football team?
No. I mean, they're obviously very fortunate to have a team, but no, I would definitely not agree with that.
Well, we will shift gears back because I do want to get to how you describe Davante Adams at this point in his career because retread and diva are not on my list. We'll see what the carbless talk and text line yields next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
Who would have thought after two seasons?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That Greg Gard would have less of a hot seat than Luke Fickell.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Say that I'm irritated with you, especially since we're first.
With me?
Well, yeah, you.
Well,
you disagree. You agreed with me and you disagreed with him about this. Green Bay people should just be thankful that they have a team. But you didn't really chime in. You just sort of sat back and enjoyed the fact you weren't arguing.
You tell me all the time I interrupt too much, and then I don't interrupt.
That stops you.
And then I don't interrupt, and you're complaining I didn't interrupt?
That's exactly what I'm
doing. It was your guys' fight. I don't need to jump into every fight. Like, I knew I would get to share my piece, but you two are bandying back and forth. I think Homer's general point is there are no areas like Green Bay that have a professional sports team.
And no blank blank.
I think that's fairly obvious, but to say then that you can just take whatever they give you is crazy. Like, I couldn't disagree more. So I get your point. Like, his initial point on, yes, are you fortunate to have a big boy, one of the elite of elite franchises in your neighborhood, yes, it's awesome. But does that mean that you just get blanked on? No, and that's the part I would not agree with.
These are the people in your neighborhood. Jesse, are most people on the Carbless talk and text line, 844-770-3776, Team Homer or Team Wildy on this one?
There's more that are Team Homer than I expected, which is surprising.
Ooh. I'm surprised by that, too.
Matt on the road. I usually hate Homer's takes, but I'm on his side with this one.
Oh, interesting.
Drive carefully, Matt.
Joe in Green Bay might be a little biased. Packers failed to take the cost of living into consideration when saying we're in the middle of prices. Cost of living puts Bay near the top of the league.
I'll say this. Players, you get your league minimum as a rookie, right? Same if you're in New York or if you're in Green Bay.
Obviously not the same.
No. So that's a nice perk for players.
So it's actually better as a rookie to be in Green Bay if you're making the same amount. Yeah.
If money is your only motivator, 100%.
But if you're Joe Average citizen in Green Bay making Green Bay money versus New York money, then a cost of a Packers ticket is a higher percentage of your income than the cost of a Giants or a Jets ticket, potentially.
So where do you want them where you won't be getting calls from Popke? Is that like 30? You want
bottom quartile.
Okay.
Top of the bottom quartile.
Okay.
Matt in Franklin, Homer, as a notoriously very cheap person, saying these things is hilarious.
It's true, although he is a very generous. He just doesn't
I just like wonder when Homer's ever been to a game as not a media member. I bet it's pretty slim.
The YouTube comments, on the other hand, are getting after Homer pretty good. So it seems to be pretty one-sided over there that it's like arguing with a wall that just won't I forgot where I've lost the
good one.
There.
Thanks great for life. Thanks
arguing
for
with a wall. Well, life is busy. One of the things that you can't take for granted is Quick Trips. They're everywhere down here in the great state of Wisconsin. And life is busy. Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving that fresh coffee, a tasty bakery treat, a bagel, juice, they got it all. Quick Trip has a variety of apps as well. When you're ready, grab a Don's Pizza, 4 for $10. But wait, there's more, because of course there's always more at Quick Trip. You get a Quickery hot dog or hamburger buns for 99 cents, Nature's Touch milk for $2.99, Urge chips and popcorn, 2 for $3.50, and it's rainy and gloomy out. How about a big old bag of soup? $6.99 for a big old soup bag on Tuesdays. And you know I can't talk about Quick Trip without chicken. Oh, Monday you got that whole roasted beautiful chicken for $6.99. You can make them beautiful enchiladas. What else do you make with just like great day for a chicken noodle soup?
A lot of soup.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, you make some soup. If you don't want to go to bag of soup, or you make the bag of soup, put that in and add your own little something. That's the beautiful part about Quick Trip. They got it all. And whether it's a quick bite or dinner on the go, it's the ultimate destination. Fuel your day with quality taste. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. We'll see you next time.
So Mark Tauscher is getting some less than complimentary words to describe where Devontae Adams is at this point. Retread, diva, etc. How do you view the former and perhaps once again future Packers wide receiver? We'll talk a little bit about that to kick off the 11 o'clock hour, which we'll do in 2 minutes live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.